I'm just going to move my bit apart and hold a lot. I do some songs and poems in Irish, but I don't want to tax people's gray matter. So I'll kind of blend it and do some translations and so on. But I'll start with a song, it's called Eirithe. Eirithe, which means frozen. And generally, if you have to translate a song, really, it's you've lost straight away. So maybe I'll just launch into it. Galley, Extella, and for food, feel all the moon,
it's the whole world. Thank you.
We spent many years on the Great Basque Island between 85 and 95, and of course it inspired lots of deep thinking and lots of poetry, lots of art and so on. But one of the poems I wrote there, I'll start with the Sasquatch Skia Say Loose, but I'll follow with the translation into English. When we moved there first, we had decided, we were just going to be there. We were running a cafe and so on, and it kind of expanded over the years. We had a B&B and guest hostel, and we were on the ferry and we fished lobster and so on. But when we were there for one summer, and we decided, sure, let's stay in the winter, in the way that when you're 23 or something, you just do. And we had a one-year-old son at the time, and there's no electricity, there was nobody else on the island. There was 4 miles of atrocious sea between us and the nearest people. So we were just trapped there for the winter. But of course, it never bothered us. There's no way you do it now. Our poor parents must have been up the walls. But we were really lucky in our timing when we went there. There were still quite a few of the old island people still living in the area. And they were really beautiful people. And they loved the fact that there was a young couple out living on the island. And one of them, Sean Fitz-Tom O'Connor, who's not with us any longer, when I was telling him we were going to stay, he said, the sun is going to we'll go behind the hill. We won't have any sunshine. And of course, it had never struck me. I mean, it wasn't that I was a city boy, but I hadn't really thought of the sun moving around the sky and so on. But he said, "Ach, Cadwrche, Chucking and Green and Ash, a lot of Vida, the sun will come back on St. Bridget's Day." And when he said it, I thought, that's really appropriate. What a lovely idea, because St. Bridget's Day, of course, the first day of spring, and St. Bridget is the goddess, and all that kind of stuff. So I thought that and filed it away and forgot about it. And sure enough, as the autumn progressed, the sun started to sink lower and lower and move behind the big hill behind the house. And for any sunshine, we had to go walking and further afield. But one morning, we woke up, and everything was strange and different, and we didn't quite know for seconds we didn't know what had happened or what was happening. And then it suddenly dawned on us, it's the sunlight, it's shining straight in through the east window. But then we realised, it's St. Bridget's Day. So this poem came out of it, Lord of Rita, St. Bridget's Day. Gushig and Green Chin and Madden Ood, Sulus Orga, Xjalis, Xjarda, Xjaka, and Alor. Ik slaap er ook eens naar vallen, ik schrullen en daar is schier als voor dit jaar. Nier hikken maar reduus, kade wie ik titte me maak. Nier at nier maar terren wie in de gremen. Ach, wie niet voor tobben in de fokkele de rish maar de rie. Tjok ik een grie in haar nasje en al de vrede. Ach, is dardig, dochus, arse, paganik in de grie. In haar sie salaba, Bridget Nodano, die een gira, groene hart, en la de noot er aan het raak. Chucky can green her nash and all the breeder. St. Bridget's Day. The sun awoke us like a fanfare or a burst of wild laughter, playfully, unfamiliar, spilling in along the floor, splashing up the wall, streaming through the ever-open doorway. We didn't at first realise what was happening, failed to recognise the bright clamour of the sun. And then I remembered the words that you, druid-like, had spoken. The sun will come back on St. Bridget's Day. And a welling of hope, pagan and pure, came rising inside me. Sitting in bed, Bridget or Danu, the winter defeated. The sun will come back on St. Bridget's Day. It strikes me as amazing when going through the landscape and you see, and I don't mean any offence if there are any farmers here, but sometimes you see terrible degradations done to the land in the name of farming. And a lot of the early archaeological sites were damaged and so on. And yet it's fascinating because you'll still see here and there, scattered all over the place, fairy thorns, and they wouldn't cut down a fairy thorn. And I find it's a beautiful thing, but an amazing thing. Next poem is called Skakagala, and the Irish for fairy thorn, skak is a bush, of course, like that skak, put that skak in the gap there. But the Skakagala, the bright bush, is the fairy bush, which is really, really nice. But once again, I'll start in Irish and then go into English. Pork, lachen, fairig, falahe, milarach, the jittis, jack, the solasak. Then on sacrilade, mefaltis, ne, is ne, vika, is. Then on sacrilege na cleacas na falte yehu. Ni lachach en eramir Christi in Malachan unig. When he heard fig navar there in bread of a ray of gotian, the meal at lean and lewis, dear Dalikronaha, Crocaha, or Crown Donalta. A broad field, small walled pastures hedged in for comfort, three thorn trees in scattered isolation. Despite the sacrilege of hedge and ditch removal, no Christian farmer would tempt the wrath, flout belief that predates by a thousand years a thorny crowned god hanged on a damned tree. Hold on, and Eric, since it's the spring, this is the sign of the spring. Pisoni Puffin, Shanagushir and Marigak, Lahaneg Wiakon. Kyo Lakhtakarish, Lund of Dov, Crave Long, Gov, Orchantan, Orgyub. Kukahor Treke, E. de Bale Ayan of Lach, Katmin Mastis. Old Khor Sakardi, Nicomartis, Bean Kyover. Bard, Dohirshe. This one is kind of the wrong time of the year for this song, but because it's about autumn, I suppose, and the ending of things, but anyway. This one's called Two Blown Leaves. Paul said there'd be a road, but there isn't one. I have to do this myself. I'm outraged.
Like I can keep the winter's mind.
can gather all the leaves and burn them, but there's no way I can stop the days from turning. I can take a broom, sweep the leaves away, but can you clock I can keep when just marching by me? I didn't see the swallows leave. All that's left are madness in the
mentioned the poetry marathon, and there's a few people here who have attended that marathon, I'm glad to say, and I hope everyone will come down the end of July or the start of August for the Skibbereen Arts Festival, and we've great crack, and we have a 12-hour poetry marathon, which begins at 12 noon and carries on till 12 midnight or beyond, but anyway, that's the 12 hours. Once we make the 12 hours, that's it. We're hoping for big things this year. There's a kind of a lighthearted poem here about it. Holding it is one thing, but cleaning up after it is another thing altogether. This is where I need the secretary. Oh dear, it's one of these ones. Okay, I give up. I'll find it in a minute. Oh, here.
Wow.
I knew that was going to happen.
That's good.
Clean the pot. That's all part of the act. It's really well rehearsed. So, the clean up after the poetry marathon. Jesus, what a mess. Not just the usual glasses, breakage and spills, soggy crisps, cracker and crumb remains, chewed pencil stubs, and discarded, scribbled on and scribbled out scraps of paper, napkins, cigarette packed backs, but piles of poetry, heaps of the stuff. I'm not joking, you literally dripping off the ceiling, mounds of it all over the shop. You think they'd be more, I don't know, careful, not so flahoolic. Poets, well, nothing for it but to roll up the sleeves and get to it. First the recycling, verses and lines mainly, the occasional opposite word, to be stored in black pocket-sized journals, in fountain pen. Volunteers, God bless them, will go through them later, separate them, redistribute them among more needy and more desperate poets than themselves. Oh, but the worst of it, by far the worst, is the bad poetry. Oh, it's gloves and masks for that, health and safety, do you know. Piled up, taken away by lesser journals, and the town doggerel catcher. God, that stuff stinks to high heaven. Then to finish up, you're only man for the job, and you get in, and I think there's a grant for this, a critic or two. Oh, they'll scour the place nicely in no time. Janie, you should see what they can do to poetry. And by the way, to poets. Fierce. And poems, too. Kills 99% of all germs. I'm going to work my way through this book, by the way, so no one's leaving. I was listening to the radio a while ago, just a couple of weeks ago, and I just read this piece, which I've written very small. It's a quotation from Herman Goring, which you've probably seen on, online or something, but he's basically saying the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. This is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked, and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. And I thought, geez, that's really scary. And then I was just flicking, you know, when you turn channels and you go from one station to another, and you hear different words. And three words came out. But anyway, this is the poem. It's called Broadcasting Fear. Changing channels in the seconds it took to turn my radio dial through squeals and static, chords and whistles. Two words, crystal clear. Rape bomb. Be afraid, listeners. This is one I wrote. There's a beautiful place up off County Galway, Inishbofin. You've probably been there, you've heard of it, I'm sure. But Inishbofinde is the name of it. It's the island of the White Cow. And this poem is the story of how it got its name, the kind of creation myth, if you like. And it always intrigued me since the first time I heard it many years ago, so I decided I'd have to write it a bit. There's a tradition in Connemara, and when people visit graves there, particularly the older graves, they bring a piece of quartz stone and they put it on the grave. So you see lots of the older graves have big piles of quartz on them, white quartz. Shlán, you know, Shlán is for cutting turf, and Kipini are for, you know, a little kindling for the fire. Island of the White Cow. It was out of Cleggan they came, those two, lines and nets patting the ribs of their slim black canoe. The morning calm with fog fleece still unshorn, gleam of sun and sea, the blade sheen of a new Shlán. Dismembered sighs of choughs, unearthly moans of seals, the only sounds beside the oars creak and pose. Forward crouch, lean back and bite, wrist crossing wrist, and pull the boat's length sliding through the mist. Desultory talk of tides and tithes and times slip like kelp between the shooting of the lines and dropping baited pots into metallic waiting sea, watching them settle, sink to green invisibility. And deep those narrow blades and pull the ocean past. The boat stays still, it has no motion. A black silkworm spinning out its nets. Mist-hidden sun and man and boat slip surely west. And though the fog makes sea and sky one nacreous mass, they make their way by instinct, no need of compass. They know each cunning reef and every current swirl of each caprice and mood and passion of their world. The soft rolls of their talk spikes in sudden frighted shock. The seabed is mere inches now under their kirk. And through the mist, discerning hills and rocky shapes, a chill of fear, hair rises on their napes. The moment passes, they find themselves once more and haul their boat high up this undiscovered shore. And striking match to rags and flats and kipini, they light a fire less for warmth than safe familiarity. And fire, we know, has strong magic of its own. The island floats no more, its position set in stone. And as the power rolls out from this first fire's spell, the mist begins to clear, the fog dispel. And hurrying away from them, they can see now an old woman driving before her a white cow. They call to her, fear making their voices shrill. She pays no heed, but drives her cow on over the green hill. They spring to action, still calling, they give chase, struggling to match the old crone's surprising pace. But being young and fit, they gradually close the gap, and catching up with them, the first lad grabs the white cow by its white swinging tail. But as he does, his shout of triumph turns to a wail. The tail comes right off in his hand. He cries to God, the white tail has become a dark sea rod, and the white cow that was living flesh and bone immediately becomes a great quartz stone. His friend has grasped the hag with stretching hand. She whirls and strikes him with her hazel wand. At once, he too is turned to a great white stone. And with a dreadful shriek and cloud of smoke, the crone disappears, leaving one frightened man alone on a new island with a pair of white quartz stones, haunted eyes, and an oft-told story. They say he never more put out to sea, but lived alone, a separate sphere from family and neighbours, just his fear to keep him cold company, that and the memory. And when he died, he had no request to save in that place white quartz stones upon his grave. climate. This is another poem, Ascoega. She is, of course, the fairy, but it's a ring fort, a fairy fort is she as well. And you know this great tradition of walking three times sunrise around these monuments and so on, and it brings you to all kinds of places. First in Irish and then in English. She. Honest the Hashma and Ra she, or Chlokhan Yerifor. I was in green with Krona and Fumina Fargata, the ground quilling the Kruppia Koga. Dachrig she wal shkaktrishuk, Kamaula Uni is or, Baula Rundivra is cooker, the came on in Arda or Lasso Green Flicker. Fion Falsavisha Lastig, the Franchi Shuishdalig, Merigig, Krihamexica Khan Ishav, Pana Shakta and Spare, Traskrit the Prechan. And Ranach Chenoch Rue, Cleitic Puil Shaklaid in the Benini. Hus and Lis Lashtig 3 hour, Deshel, is near Horan of Fak. No Bader Gahornas Ass, is Sail Shirahra, the Maganivra, Stan Rogach, Maraganta. Fairy Fort. I stumbled on a fairy fort on an October hill, with the wind making seashore noises in a hollow tree the shape of a peacock. It turned from a brambly hedge into a green and amber bowl of mysteries and whispers with one step up and a flame of quartz. Inside was just as wild, the flaily, rusty fringes, Mexican waving, no shelter, the sky a frosted pane, a tumble of crows, the fox red bracken feathering the chocolate rabbit holes. I walked three times sunwise round the inside and nothing happened. Or maybe I emerged into a world forever changed by my stumbling, foolhardy actions. This is one I wrote recently after an experience with a friend signing over this one. It's called Sinking. You know, in the bogs, they find these bodies underneath, you know, they've been buried for 2,000 years, in some cases far longer, but most of them are kind of early 5th, 6th century. They've been ritually killed. Their throats are slit. Their heads are usually bashed in, but their throats are slit. And then they quite often have a noose made of grass or some very fine material around the neck, the same kind of final meal and so on. So it's very strong, very strong imagery. And they're quite often they've been pinned into the bog so that they stay still and the bog rolls up around them. And it just struck me a very strong similarity between problems a lot of people have today. It's called Sinking. Like those bog bodies with impeccable grace, you settled into that stout dark pool with soft sagging embrace. With withy staples pinned your limbs, sank thankfully, gradually into cushions, crimson, peridian. Willing scapegoat, a plaited noose of anguish about your throat. Moist and upturned eyes, unseeing as the spangled sundew. While the bog, infinitesimally, blanketed your chill millennially. And further down and deeper still, you sank on your dark journey. Wimble, stalk and probe above you, echo your heart cry. Calmer now, your grief fossilized and blank of thought. You wait, not waiting for the swan's keen cut. Finish with our album. I brought out an album just last year, part two I'm hoping will be out this year, depending on various things, but the first album is called Galtry Galtry, and the second one is kind of a companion piece, not only it's kind of, it is a companion piece called Agus Sultry. In old Irish, ancient Irish, there were three forms of music, considered three forms, the Gantry, Guthrie, and the Sunthrie. And Gantry, you start off with the Gantry, then you play the Guthrie, and then you go to the Sunthrie. And Gantry is the happy, cheerful, lively music that gets everybody happy and dancing and cheerful. Then you play the Guthrie, which gets them all cheerful and crying, all the sad songs that we love so much around. And then finally you play the Sunthrie, the lullaby, kind of the quiet stuff. So that's background. This is one poem called Still get to and the quit sweeter. My thoughts are dried leaves. And it's saying, it's repeating this over and over. It's kind of, my thoughts are dried leaves, but I try to gather them, the winds of life blow them all away. My thoughts are dried leaves, just the merest whiff will be gone. A careful match and they'll be blown, burn apart like a bonfire, they'll burn away. What I'll do is with creativity and imagination, I'll gather them all together. They'll be my rake and my barrow, and I'll gather them all up and I'll make a big pile, and then I'll fling them all in the air in a great kaleidoscope of colour, like a child. My thoughts are dried leaves. Thanks a million for listening, and thank you very much for asking the panel. Shout out to you. Thank you. It's really embarrassing in the middle of the song, you know, when you go to start your brilliant solo and it's the wrong harmonica.
Good Woody's.
Pardon?
The Woody's for.
Yeah, exactly. Blame the Woody. I'm looking to me. No, the end of me, like the shedding gray and tail. Still, I'm looking to me. Scapping God, in that throw it's the love it's in my mucket sweet. It's winter, Carol. It's the love it's in my mucket sweet. In La Somme, cool, mock of wine. I guess we're cashed at the last. Still out of time, I'm looking sweet. Big soul, you're like my rock is battered and gone. Smooth and rough, you're me, and all I seem to mark again. Tangle more fog of Lorlock is below you to look at me. It's below you to look at me. It's below you to look at me. It's below you to look at me. Okay. Let me back.